In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On Monday morning, October 2nd, we all woke to the news of a mass shooting in Las Vegas. As of right now, the death toll stands at 58 innocent people, with 527 injured. Over the course of the coming days and weeks, we will learn the names of the victims. We will learn details of who they were. These people will become more than just numbers if we listen to the stories of their lives and grieve with those who love them. I did not know any of those who died, but I will come to know them. I will learn that they had families like mine, that they had passions like I have, that they had faults as I do. One thing I won't learn, because I already know it to be a fundamental truth, just as strong as gravity, is that none of them deserve to die in this way. We may or may not learn more about the shooter and what lay behind his motives. I think we are all struggling to come to know something about this man that will point towards an explanation, any explanation for why he did what he did. I don't know if any more will be learned about this monster, and if anything is learned that will give any insight as to why. That is yet to be seen. Over 500 people were left injured. Some will carry physical scars with them for the rest of their lives, reminders left in their bodies of the evil that struck them that night, without warning and without provocation. I suspect all of them will carry wounds of the mind and soul with them for the rest of their days, certain things heard and certain things seen that can never be forgotten. The lasting trauma of this event is yet to be seen. The rest of us, those who watched this event unfold time and time again with video recordings and firsthand accounts, I think we've all been wounded too. Unfortunately, this is not a new injury that we all bear. The scars from these attacks are numerous and they run deep. I do not have the stomach to list off all the mass shootings we as a people have suffered, but we know them, despite what we might do to try and forget them. How this one will be remembered is yet to be seen. What is also yet to be seen is how we as a nation will decide to respond to this most recent shooting. Because the sad reality is, if we continue as we have after every previous mass shooting, it is simply a matter of time until the next one is committed. That is a sad reality, a truth just as strong as gravity. I honestly do not know what the answer is. I do not know if anyone does yet. But I do believe there is one. I do believe that we do not have to live in a society where acts of evil can be so easily carried out and with such efficient ruthlessness. I do not believe that this has to be what we take as normal, as common, as God save us, ordinary. Because that is what these horrifying acts are on the verge of becoming. Soon the wounds inflicted by them won't be wounds at all. They will just be another lash added to the national body. If we approach this only as a political issue, as a right versus left issue, that I fear nothing will change. But if we start with the question of what kind of world do I want to live in? What kind of world do I want children to inherit? What kind of world is God calling us to? Then maybe we can start to talk to one another instead of shouting. Maybe we can agree that there are sensible things that can be done. I have a vision of what our country could look like. It does not come from any history book, It does not come from any politician's speech. It comes from right here in this building. It comes directly from all of you gathered here today. Week after week, we gather and we approach this altar. It does not matter who you are, what age you are, what race you are, what your orientation is, what your political affiliations are. Here is a place in our world. Here is a moment in our lives where we are called as one people, nourished as one body, sent out into the world with one mission. Every week we do this gathered under a cross, a sign of how God responds to violence, a reminder of what God does with human-made instruments of evil. From a cross, God took the broken body of Jesus Christ and made it whole. From a cross, God raised his beloved Son and restored him to new life. God smashed the power the cross once had, an instrument of fear and violence. God defeated death and brought the promise of life eternal to all who believe. We gather under this banner of hope. Hope that we can be saved from sin. Hope that we can be healed of our wounds. Hope that the kingdom of God, which we glimpse here together, can spread forth from every altar, from every cross, from every word of scripture, from every faithful heart, and lift this world up out of darkness and into light. It is a beacon of hope that despite the evils we visit on one another, despite the sin we commit, God has not abandoned us to our despair. This is a fact we witness every time we gather together. This is a reality that binds us together, a truth just as strong as gravity. Evil exists. People will commit evil. What is left to us is how we respond to that evil. If our shared goal is not to do everything that is reasonable and responsible to prevent this slaughter of innocence, then we will be waking up some not too distant morning to an even more horrific tragedy. If our starting point is, what does my side have to gain from this tragedy, or what does my side have to lose from it? Then nothing will be done. The wounds will not heal, and they will only continue to be added to. Let us respond not out of fear or anger or hate. Let us respond with peace, compassion, and love. Let us respond with the same power that brought glory to the cross, the same power that calls all of humanity to an altar of praise and thanksgiving. With God's word of hope on our lips, with God's promise of salvation in our hearts, we can build his heavenly kingdom. This is a truth I have seen, and a reality I have felt, just as strong as gravity. Amen.